I'd like to welcome all of you for attending this service tonight.
I'd
like to continue to introduce to you a famous figure in world history, and that is Jesus Christ. Last night I shared with you that Jesus is the way. Tonight, our focus is on Jesus is the truth. Please turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Verse 6.
耶稣说, 我就是道路,真理,生命。 若没有借着我, 没有人能够回到父那里去。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ introduced himself this way.
他就说,
I am the way.
人要回到神的身边,那一条道路就是主耶稣。
The way to return to God is Jesus Christ.
接下去他介绍,
Jesus then said, I am the truth.
如果这一句话是事实的话,
if what he said is correct,
那不认识耶稣,
then not knowing Jesus means not knowing the truth.
没有耶稣,
and not having Jesus means not having the truth.
那这是一个很严重的问题,
then that becomes a serious problem.
主耶稣被审判的时候, 他对审判他的比拉多说, 我为真理来做见证。
When Jesus was tried by the governor, he said, I have come to testify to the truth.
比拉多官位很高,
the governor, Pilate, was a very high official. He was judging the Lord Jesus.
但是他听主耶稣这样讲, 他就问真理是什么?
But when he heard what Jesus said, he asked, what is truth?
很显然, 他一生以来并不认识真理是什么。
So it was apparent that all his life he never knew what truth was.
在那一些要把主耶稣钉十字架的人当中,
among the people who crucified our Lord,
有一些是宗教的领袖,
were religious leaders.
很显然, 他们也不知道真理是什么。
Apparently these people did not know the truth.
如果他们认识真理, 他们就不会把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
If they had known the truth, they would not have crucified the Lord Jesus.
今天让我们来思想这个问题。
So this is something for us to ponder.
真理是什么?
What is truth?
诸位朋友,
dear friends,
你是不是想过这个问题呢?
Have you ever thought about this question?
为什么真理跟我们一生是这么重要?
Why is truth so important in our lives?
我们就要从圣经来寻找答案。
We'll find answers to that question from the Bible.
那到底什么是真理?
What is truth?
请看约翰福音17章。
Let's read John chapter 17.
约翰福音的17章,
John chapter 17,
16节,
verse 16.
他们不属世界,正如我不属世界一样, 17节,
17.
求你用真理使他们成圣, 你的道就是真理。 这个地方, 主耶稣向天上的神祷告。
The Lord Jesus prays to the God in heaven.
他求神, 用真理使那一些, 敬拜神人能够成圣。
He asked the Father to sanctify the believers with, by the truth.
然后接着说, 你的道就是真理。
And he says, your word is truth.
所以这个你的道, 你就是指的神。
The word your refers to God.
所以神的道就是真理。
This means God's word is truth.
因此比拉说真理是什么呢? 简单的回答说真理就是神的道。
So the simple answer to Pilate's question, what is truth, is God's word is truth.
那这个真理有一个很重要的特色。
There is an important characteristic to truth.
使人世间任何一个哲理没有办法比较的。
It is a characteristic that none other philosophy has.
在诗篇的119篇这样说,
According to Psalm 119,
我们现在看诗篇的119篇,
let's turn to Psalm 119,
89节,
verse 89.
诗篇119篇的89节,
Psalm 119, verse 89.
这里说神啊, 你的话, 安定在天，直到永远。
Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens.
我们刚刚在约翰福音十七章说，你的话就是真理。
Just now in John chapter 17, we learned that God's word is truth.
那这里说你的话安定在天。
And here it says God's word is in the heavens.
也可以说真理安定在天。
This means that the truth is stands firm in the heavens.
直到永远。
And it is eternal.
天代表什么？
What is heaven?
我们现在指天。
When we point at heaven,
你在十二个小时再指天。
And then you point again in 12 hours.
你发现你指的方向是不一样。
Then you're pointing at a different direction.
所以天就是指的无穷尽的空间。
Heaven actually refers to the infinite space out there.
因此真理就是在宇宙的每一个空间都是适用的。
So truth must apply in every dimension, in every part of this universe.
然后是直到永远的。
And it stands, it's eternal.
是在人类历史的每一个时刻都是适用的。
It is applicable to every part of human history.
这样看起来，人世间除了神的话之外，几乎没有真理。
Therefore, compared to the word of God, there is no other truth in this world.
国家的法律不是绝对的真理。
The laws of the country are not truth.
你看200年前的法律跟现在绝对不一样。
The laws 200 years ago are different from today's laws.
英国的法律跟美国的法律不一样。
Laws in the United Kingdom are different from those in the United States.
有时候美国每一州的法律也不一样。
And even different states have different laws.
法律有它的功用。
Laws have their functions.
但并不是绝对不变的。
But they are not absolute.
文化也是一样。
The same is true with culture.
文化一直在改变。
Culture changes.
你单单美国来说。
Just look at the United States.
刚刚立国的时候，那个美国的文化跟现在就不太一样。
The American civilization has changed since its days of founding.
甚至一个人的思想也是一样。
And the same is true with human thoughts.
我们看到很多世界上很多的思想哲学。
We know that there are many ideologies and philosophies.
流行着一阵子就过去了。
But after they are only a fad that passes away.
那正在流行的时候，如果你不懂，你等于说在那个时代里面赶不上潮流。
When the ideologies are popular, everybody wants to claim to know it.
好像我在读高中、大学的时候，最流行存在主义。
When I was in high school and college, the popular ideology of those days was existentialism.
现在没有人在谈这个。
But today, nobody talks about it anymore.
这个已经过去了。
Because it's a thing of the past.
所以这个人发明的思想潮流，这个不是真理。
Human ideologies are made by men. They are not truth.
会过去的。
They will pass away.
在每一个时刻，在每一个地方适用的，就是神的话。
But God's word is applicable in every age and everywhere.
这个叫做真理。
And that is truth.
那为什么真理这么重要呢？
Why is truth so important?
当主耶稣要出生以前，在以赛亚书第九章说，
Before the Lord Jesus Christ was born, it was prophesied in Isaiah chapter 9.
有一个婴孩要为你们而生。
That a child is to be born.
他的名要叫奇妙的测试。
And his name is Wonderful Counselor.
最伟大的参谋。
He is the greatest counselor.
就是个为众人而生这个孩子。
And this is the child that will be born for the world.
也就是主耶稣。
And he is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就是道成肉身。
Jesus Christ was the Word become flesh.
道与神同在，道就是神。
The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
那个道也可以指的真理。
So, and the Word is the truth.
那真理成为肉身。
In other words, the truth became flesh.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
真理本身其实就是神。
So the truth itself is God.
也可以指着神说的话。
It is also the word of God.
所以当主耶稣说，我就是真理，他是站在属灵的角度来看。
So when Jesus said, I am the truth, he was speaking it from a spiritual perspective.
他有两种身份。
He had two roles.
就肉体上来说
，Physically speaking,
道道地地的犹太人。
He was a Jewish man.
所以他有家谱。
He was part of the genealogy.
但是就灵里面来说，
But spiritually speaking,
他就是道，神成为人来地上。
He was the Word, God become flesh.
所以当他说，我就是真理。
So when he said, I am the truth,
他就是站在属灵的角度来讲的。
He was speaking from a spiritual perspective.
那他来世界上啊，要做最奇妙的参谋。
Jesus Christ came to this world to be the most wonderful counselor.
所谓参谋就是对人类的问题提出答案。
Being a counselor means that he has the answer to man's problems.
所以我们在教在学校里面，很多人到学校读书啊，都有这个 counselor 辅导员。
That's why when you go to schools, there are counselors to help you.
你如果有问题，你选课怎么选，事情怎么办，你不知道，你就问他，他会告诉你。
If you don't know what classes to choose, or what, and if you have difficulties with your assignments,
人生有很多很重要的问题。
They can help you. There are many problems in this life.
我们都一直想要去找答案。
And we want to find answers to these problems.
我们希望借着找到答案，我们能够把这些问题解决。
We hope to solve our problems by finding the answers.
那也因为人要去找答案，所以人就不断一直在思想。
Because people are constantly seeking answers, they are always thinking.
然后人思想的这个方向会一直在改变。
And the direction of their thinking constantly changes.
比方说
，For example,
有一天如果我们生病
，Suppose one day you get sick.
你第一件事情头脑会想什么
？What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
我生了什么病
？What kind of sickness do I have?
有时候我也不知道。
Sometimes you may not even know.
所以你就要去看医生。
Then you go to the doctor.
医生给你检查。
And the doctor diagnoses you.
然后给你药吃。
And gives you medication.
所以你一遇到这个病了，第一个想法，你就是从科学在入门。
So that means the first thought that comes to your mind when you're sick is a scientific thoughts.
你要知道你生什么病，你要知道怎么把这个病医好。
You want to know what the sickness is, and you want to know how to heal the sickness.
这是很自然，人要解决方法，现在一个最初步的入门，从科学入门。
So that's the prevalent thought today, to think of problems from a scientific point of view.
但是有一天，你发现你病得很严重。
But if one day you realize that you have been sick for very, very seriously,
医生也宣布说你没有药可以医了。
And the doctor tells you that you have no hope.
你只是时间问题而已啊。
And it's just a matter of when you will leave here.
那个时候我们的想法就开始进入另外一个方向。
Then your thought begins to go towards a different direction.
就进到哲学里面去了。
You begin to enter the realm of philosophy.
为什么人会死？
You begin to wonder why do human beings die?
那死是怎么一回事？
What is death all about?
那倒过来想，那我活着一辈子到底为什么？
And you think, what is the purpose of living anyway?
这个不是科学能够解决的。
These are questions that science cannot answer.
这个要进到哲学里面去思想。
People find answers to them in philosophy.
但是很多问题，当你进到哲学里面去想的时候，
However, when you try to find answers in philosophy,
你发现没有答案。
You'll realize that there are no answers.
传道书里面说，知识增加，忧伤也增加。
Ecclesiastes tells us that the more knowledge, the more grief.
哲学家用尽头脑思想，发现人生很多的这个问题。
Philosophers spend much time thinking, and they realize that the world is filled with problems.
但是他找不到答案。
And they cannot find solutions to these problems.
所以大部分的哲学家都是很悲观的。
That's why most philosophers are very pessimistic.
如果你遇到一个哲学家很乐观，可能还没有读通呢。
If you ever meet with a philosopher who's optimistic, that means he's probably not a true philosopher.
因为很多问题人生找不到答案。
Because there are many problems in life to which there are no answers.
那当你在里面找不到答案的时候，就进入第三个领域。
And when you cannot find answers in philosophy, then you have to resort to the third realm.
就是神学。
And that is theology.
神学就是研究神的话。
Theology is the study of the word of God.
也就是研究真理。
It is the study of the truth.
那这个就是对人间的问题一个最集中的答案，就在那里。
And the ultimate answer to human problems is found in theology.
所以当主耶稣说，我就是真理。
When Jesus said, I am the truth.
就是表示人生集中的问题，他有答案。
He meant, he has the ultimate answer to all of our problems.
科学没有办法解决的。
Questions that science cannot answer.
哲学没有办法解决的。
Questions that philosophy cannot answer.
主耶稣有答案。
Jesus has the answer.
因为他说，我就是真理。
Because he said, I am the truth.
所以当一个人到快要离世的时候，
So if a person is about to leave the world,
我们来寻找主耶稣的话。
He may come to seek the word of Jesus Christ.
忽然之间，我们就认识了生命是什么。
Then he will understand what is the meaning of life.
忽然间我们就认识了，在主耶稣里面有永生。
He will understand that there is eternal life in Jesus Christ.
他说，你若遵守我的话，你就永远不见死亡。
Jesus said, if you obey my word, you will not see death.
我就是生命，我就是复活。
I am the life, I am the resurrection.
所以一个人要从很短暂的今生能够超越到永恒的这个来世。
So in order for us to transcend this temporary life to eternity,
耶稣就是答案。
Jesus is the answer. Because he is the truth.
所以这个就是真理可贵的地方。
That is why the truth is so wonderful.
我们有很多的问题来找主耶稣,
we may come to Jesus with all our problems and we will find answers in him.
我们现在来从圣经看几个例子。
Let's look at some examples from the Bible.
好，我们现在看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
48节。
Verse 48.
我就是生命之粮。
I am the bread of life.
这里主耶稣在自我介绍。
Jesus introduces himself.
我就是生命之粮。
I am the bread of life.
我们常常, 做父母的常常在现在这个小孩子会遇到一个困难。
Parents now meet with a dilemma.
如果小孩子放假的时候,
during vacation,
我们常常不晓得让小孩子怎么样来度过这个暑假。
They don't know how to let their children spend the vacation well.
因为现在的小孩子常常会一句话就是无聊挂在嘴上。
Kids nowadays like to say that it's boring.
连我家的小孩子也常常讲无聊。
Even my kids always tell me that they are bored.
那这个无聊代表什么？
But what is behind that boredom?
无聊代表心灵很空虚。
Boredom means that you have an emptiness in your heart.
活着没有满足感。
It means lack of a sense of satisfaction.
那我们就常常想，那怎么样让人能够得到满足？
Then how can human hearts be filled?
所以有的人就要给小孩子钱。
Some parents give their children money.
让他去看电影。
And ask them to go to the movies.
让他去寻找刺激。
So that they can find some excitement.
让他时间能够打发过去。
And that they can kill their time that way.
其实这个是一个短暂的麻痹啊。
But that's only a temporary measure to numb the senses.
这个也不是真的能够解决人无聊问题的一个答案。
It's not the answer to boredom.
有的人虽然, 日子过得很忙,
some people have very busy lives.
这并不是表示说他的心灵已经得到满足。
But even then, their hearts are not filled.
是因为他很忙, 他没有时间去想。
It's simply because they are so busy, they don't spend much time to think about it.
有一集的读者文摘在讲这个底特律那个汽车工人。
In a Reader's Digest, there was an article about the workers in Detroit.
他说有的人被安排去锁螺丝。
Some workers were assigned to the task of putting on locks.
今天早上上班就开始锁螺丝。
Putting on screws, and their job is to put on screws.
锁到下午下班还是锁螺丝。
They put on screws from morning till afternoon.
一个礼拜，一个月都在锁螺丝。
Week after week, month after month.
他锁螺丝锁了40年。
And some workers put on screws for 40 years.
所以锁到每一次要上班都觉得很无聊, 就是去那里锁螺丝, 我是人还是机器, 也搞不清楚。
And they are so bored at work, and they sometimes get confused whether they have become machines.
那你正在锁的时候, 你不会去想, 因为你很注意, 你要把它弄得好。
But when they're at the task of putting on screws, they don't think about that question because they have to concentrate.
等你回家, 做了一天回到家里面,
but after a days of work,
你冷静下来,
you quiet down.
你就开始在想, 到底我今天在做什么?
And you begin to wonder, what's the point of all these works?
人生就是一直在锁螺丝吗?
Is life just putting on screws?
所以有时候你心里开始开始想的时候, 你就发现很空虚。
When you think in that direction, you'll feel empty.
那我这样活着一辈子要做什么?
You wonder, what's the point of living my whole life?
因此世界上有很多人很无聊。
There are many people in this world who are bored.
有的是很忙碌,
and even those people who are busy simply don't think about that question.
这个心灵的空虚怎么去解决?
So how do we handle this problem of a sense of emptiness?
那现在就很多方法跑出来了。
There are many suggestions.
有的喝酒。
Some people drink.
所以美国好多人醉酒。
There are many alcoholics in the United States.
麻醉自己心灵空虚就忘记了。
They get rid of their sorrow by becoming drunk.
更厉害就用药。
Some people take drugs.
这个麻醉神经, 就身体会受害的。
They numb their senses, but they destroy their health.
那有的就产生暴力。
And some people resort to violence.
就是寻找刺激。
They want to find excitement.
这个都很多人在寻找这个啊空虚的满足的一种方法。
So all these are ways for people to find satisfaction.
第一个，他没有办法得到真的满足。
But the problem is they cannot find satisfaction.
第二个，造成很多的问题。
And secondly, they create more problems.
因为药，所以产生很多的凶杀、暴力跑出来，偷机、抢劫。
Because of drugs, there have been much violence and theft and robbery.
那当我们要把这个问题带来寻找主耶稣。
So, but if we present this problem to Jesus,
主耶稣就给我们答案。
He will give us the answer.
他说，我就是生命之粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
你们到我这里来就不饿也不渴。
If you come to me, you will not hunger or thirst.
所以生命要得到真正的满足，就是要来寻找主耶稣。
So to be truly satisfied in our lives, we must seek Jesus.
他就是真理。
He is the truth.
他就是问题的答案。
He is the answer to our problem.
所以当一个人找到了主耶稣，
when a person has found Jesus,
主耶稣住在他里面，
and when Jesus lives in his heart,
他的生命丰盛，
then his life becomes abundant.
他再也不会觉得无聊。
He will not be bored anymore.
每一天觉得很甜美。
He will feel that every day is joy.
因为主活在他里面。
Because the Lord lives in his heart.
每一天活得很有意义。
He lives every day with meaning.
因为他知道去爱神跟爱人。
For he knows that he must love God and others.
所以主耶稣就是人世间问题的答案。
Therefore, Jesus is the answer to our problems.
我们现在来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
三十一节
，verse 31。
所以不要忧虑，说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。三十二节
，32。
这些都是外邦人所求的，你们需用这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。三十三节
，33。
你们要先求他的国跟他的义，这一些东西都要加给你们。有时候我们生活充满了很多的忧虑
，sometimes our lives are filled with anxieties.
特别对生活上需要的一种忧虑
，anxieties concerning our daily necessities。
我们不晓得怎么去解决。
We do not know how to solve these problems。
主耶稣告诉我们
，But Jesus tells us。
他说，你们不要忧虑这些。
Do not worry about these things。
你要先求他的国跟他的义。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness。
这些东西都要给你。
And all these things will be added to you。
昨天我们看创世纪里面神创造人。
When we look at how God created man in Genesis,
一无所缺
man did not lack anything.
因为人是在第六天造的
man was made on the sixth day.
然后在第七天神就安息了
and God rested on the seventh day.
人为什么会缺乏
So why do human beings feel lacking?
人缺乏，我们从创世纪看起来就是人生活的次序颠倒了
Human beings became lacking because their priorities have gone wrong.
次序
because they have upset the order.
伊甸园里面神对人说
in the Bible, in the Garden of Eden, God said to Adam,
说这个善恶树上的果子你不可以吃，你吃的日子就必定死。
You shall not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. On the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
为什么要有一棵善恶树上的果子
？Why must there be a tree of knowledge of good and evil?
这叫训练亚当来尊重神。
It was to train Adam to honor God.
神就是这个伊甸园的主宰。
To know that God is the Lord of the garden.
然后神又说
，And the Lord said to him,
你可以管理这所有的东西。
I've put you in charge of everything.
所有动植物都是亚当命名的。
So Adam was over all the animals and plants.
所以亚当真的很聪明的。
Adam must have been very wise.
他能够一个一个取名，取到我们现在都认不清楚。
He was able to name all the animals, and we don't even know all of them today.
这个就是神在亚当在这个伊甸园所设立的次序。
This was the order that God established in the Garden of Eden for Adam.
在人之上有神。
Above man was God.
神就是万物为人所造。
God created all things for man.
人的生活就没有缺陷。
So because of that, man has no lack.
那现在亚当把神放在下面。
But Adam put God below him.
因为他不听神的话。
He did not obey God.
他跟夏娃就摘了善恶树上的果子来吃。
He and Eve.Ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因为这个次序颠倒过来
because he had upset the order of God.
人就失去神的恩典
he lost the grace of God.
人就开始有缺乏
He became in want.
人就开始有痛苦。
Human beings began to have problems.
因此主耶稣在这个地方告诉我们。
Therefore, Jesus tells us,
你要先求神的国跟神的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
也就是先要把生活当中神的地位先高举。
We must put God above all else.
然后我们生活的需要神自然会供给。
Then he will provide for our daily needs.
这个就是我们人生的一个不缺乏的一个答案。
And this is the answer to our lacking in our daily lives.
甚至我们在看主耶稣教导我们怎么祷告。
Jesus teaches us how to pray.
祷告里面他怎么说？
What did he say?
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Thy will be done.
这个在求什么？
What was he asking?
这个在求神的心能够得到满足。
He's teaching us to ask that God's heart be satisfied.
也就是把生活把神放在最重要的地位。
In other words, we must honor God's will above our will.
在接下去才求我们的需要。
Only after that do we seek our own needs.
那我们就会得到神的回应。
Then God will answer our prayers.
所以许多在人世间的问题，如果我们找到了耶稣，
if we can find Jesus, to address our problems,
我们都可以找到答案。
Then we can find answers.
有时候我们遇到人的婚姻有问题，
sometimes people have marital problems.
或者说教导孩子不晓得怎么去教。
And some parents don't know how to discipline their children.
你到学校里，你到这个书店里面去找书。
You may go to the bookstore to look up resources.
你发现每一本书在解婚姻的观念都不一样。
You'll notice that different books have different theories about marriage.
每一本书在讲教小孩子也不一样。
And different books have different theories about parenting.
有的说要打，有的说不要打，那到底要不要打？
Some books say you can chastise your children. Some say don't do that.
所以因为太多的书，你就不晓得怎么办。
Because there are so many books out there, you don't know what to do.
但是到最后我们发现，我们要教导我们的子女最好的一本书是圣经。
But ultimately, the best book to follow to teach our children is the Bible.
要辅导一个人的婚姻最好的一本书是圣经。
And the Bible is the best guide to marriage.
因为神在起初设立婚姻的时候就有婚姻的道理。
When God established the institution of marriage, he gave the teachings on marriage.
这个道理就是真理。
And his word was truth.
是安定在天直到永远。
It is a truth that is firmly established in the heavens until eternity.
我们仔细看为什么离婚率会这么高。
Why is divorce rate so high today?
其中有一个很重要原因。
There's one important factor.
就是人强调男女平等。
Stress on gender equality.
在救恩上男女是平等的。
In terms of our salvation, genders are equal.
但是在婚姻上神有设立一个次序。
But in terms of our marriage, God has established an order in the family.
这个次序并不等于说是女人比较次一等。
But this order does not mean that women are inferior.
是乃是一个婚姻所组成的次序。
It's simply an order that must be applied to the family.
男人是头，女人是肋骨。
That the man is the head and the wife is the body.
这个就是神的话，这是真理。
And that is the word of God. It is truth.
那现在我们没有照这个真理来。
If we do not follow this truth,
问题就出来了。
We will have problems.
我们在教导子女也是一样。
The same is true for parenting.
有时候我们发现父母很难跟子女在交通。
Some parents cannot communicate with their children.
你发现观念差很多。
Their thoughts are so far apart.
如果这个父母是移民来的。
Suppose the parents were immigrants.
你在你的故乡里面受教育。
They were taught in their former country.
下一代在这里受教育。
But their children are taught in this country.
所以你发现他想法跟你不一样。
So their thoughts are different from their children's.
变成很难交通。
They cannot communicate.
你不知道他在讲什么。
They don't understand what their children are talking about.
为什么会产生这个差距呢？
Why is there such a gap?
就是缺乏一个共同的思想的基础。
It is because their thoughts are not founded on the same basis.
那个共同思想的基础是什么？
What is that common basis?
就是神的话。
It is the word of God.
这个是绝对的真理。
Which is absolute truth.
因此我们在教会里面，
In the church, therefore,
如果全家大小都很敬畏神，
If the entire family, both great and young, honor God, If everyone in the family shapes their thoughts according to the Word of God, then parents will have no problem communicating with the children because they have the same thoughts. Their thoughts are based on the Bible. So it's easy for them to communicate. So a basic problem to our lives is that we have departed from the Word of God. Because we've drifted from God's Word, we have so many problems. Problems in our daily lives.
心灵上的问题,
psychological problems.
婚姻上的问题,
marital problems.
家庭里面的问题,
family problems.
子女的问题,
problems with our children. All these problems surface.
因为离开的真理,
because we have drifted from the truth.
所以我们回归向神,
so we must turn back to God.
回归真理,
we must turn back to the truth.
我们就进到圆满当中,
then we will find perfection.
因为回归入真理, 我们就是靠近了神,
because when we come into the truth, we have drawn close to God.
就会重新得到神的祝福,
we will find God's blessings again.
我们发现问题就越来越少,
then our problems will reduce.
所以为什么真理很重要?
So why is the truth so important? Because it provides the answer to human problems. And the ultimate answer is Jesus Christ Himself. And His salvation. Let's come back to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. Verse 14.
因为他们不属世界,正如我不属世界一样, 15节,
15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界, 只求你保守那他们脱离恶者, 16节,
16.
他们不属世界,正如我不属世界一样, 17节,
17.
求你用真理使他们成圣, 你的道就是真理。 这里主耶稣祷告说, 求你用真理使他们成圣。
Jesus prayed that God may sanctify the disciples with the truth.
这个成圣这一句话, 如果要讲再简单一点, 就是有分别。
A simple definition of sanctify is to set apart. The believers of Jesus Christ do not need to leave the world. In fact, they need to enter into the world. But they are not of this world. They are of God. How can their lifestyles be different from that of the world? They must be set apart by the truth.
我在一个教会里面看到一对兄妹来教会里面慕道。
I met a brother and his sister searching the truth in the church.
那最近这两个都得圣灵了。
Recently, both of them received the Holy Spirit.
但他们全家都还没有洗礼。
But the rest, their whole family were not baptized yet.
有一天我就问他的妈妈说,为什么你让这两个小孩子到教会里面来?
One day, I asked their mother, why did you let them come to church?
她说我来美国以后,我真的不晓得怎么教我的小孩子。
She said, after I came to the United States, I did not know how to discipline my children anymore.
有人来教会,
then somebody invited me to church.
我就看到教会里面的每一个青年都很好。
And I noticed that every young person in church was very good.
他是指的他参加那一间教会。
The church that she went to.
我仔细看,那个教会里面每个青年真的都很好。
Indeed, had very good young people.
所以他说我很希望我的孩子也来这里做礼拜敬拜神。
So the mother said she liked to have her children come to worship in this church.
虽然到现在她还不信,
even though she has not been converted yet,
但是从她的观察里面,
but at least she observed,
她就感觉到在教会里面的孩子不一样,
that children or young people in the church are different.
这个不一样就是分别的意思, 有分别。
So that means that they are set apart from the rest of the world.
你从她的行为来看,
Look at their conduct.
从他的穿着来看,
look at the way they dress.
从他的观念来看,
look at their values.
每一方面都不太一样,
they are different.
那是什么使他们不一样?
But what makes them different?
就是因为这些青年常常到教会里面来敬拜神。
It is because they are always at church worshiping God.
来听神的话。
They listen to God's word.
神的话就是真理。
God's word is truth.
真理能够让我们成圣。
And the truth sanctifies us.
今天我们怎么让我们的家庭 跟一般的家庭不一样。
Today, how can we make our family different?
比一般的家庭更圆满。
How can we make our family happier?
怎么让我们的婚姻能够更圆满?
How can we make our marriage more successful?
怎么让我们的子女能够更好?
How can we make our children better?
真理，这是一个答案。
the truth. That is the answer.
哦，主耶稣就是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
所以我们要带他们来靠近主耶稣。
So we must bring them to Jesus Christ.
我们本身就可以感受到不同的地方。
And we will see the difference.
但是最重要，人要追求真理，一个最重要一个原因，就是使我们能够真正的认识神。
The most important reason for seeking the truth is to know God.
我们现在来看约翰福音。
Let's read John.
约翰福音的第三章。
Chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
从三十一节。
Verse 31.
约翰福音三章三十一节。
John 3:31.
从天上来的是在万有之上。从地上来的是属乎地，他所说的也是属乎地。从天上来的是在万有之上。三十二节。
32。
他将所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。三十三节。
33。
那领受他的见证就印上印，证明神是真的。这里说从天上来的是在万有之上。
The one who comes from heaven is above all.
那从天上来的是谁？
Who is the one who comes from heaven?
就是主耶稣啊。
Jesus Christ.
因为他是道成肉身啊。
Because he is the word who became flesh.
道就是神啊。
The word is flesh.
神在天上的。
God is in heaven.
所以这个从天上来，来在地上的就是主耶稣啊。
The one that came from heaven is Jesus.
他虽然是人，但是他在万有之上。
Even though he was a man, he was also above all.
那从地上来的是属乎地。
But the one from the earth is of the earth.
他所说的也属乎地。
And he speaks from the earth.
那从地上来的是谁？
Who is the one from the earth?
所有的人都是从地上来。
Everyone who lives in this world.
除了主耶稣是从天上来，其他的人都是从地上来的。
Jesus is the only one from heaven. The rest of the people are from the earth.
因为从地上来的是，所以是属乎地。
And those who are from the earth belong to the earth.
所以你看人写的哲学理论，人写的任何一个学说都是属地的，他没有办法谈到天的事情。
All human philosophers can only talk about things of men, but they cannot talk about heaven.
孔子也不敢讲天啊。
Even Confucius, dare not talk about heaven.
因为他没有办法讲。
Because he was not able to.
这个是超过他所能够了解的。
It was beyond his realm of understanding.
那这个从天上来的，三十二节说，他将所见所闻的见证出来。
And he said he testifies to what he has seen and heard.
他所见所闻的，这个就指着天上的事，灵界的事情。
What he has seen and heard refers to the things of the spiritual.
好，我们再看约翰福音第八章。
Let's read chapter 8 of John.
啊，约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
四十节。
Verse 40.
我将在神那里所听见的真理告诉你们，现在你们却想要杀我，这不是亚伯兰所行的事情。主耶稣说，我在神那里所听见的真理告诉你们。
Jesus said, I'm telling you the truth that I've heard from God.
所以这个主耶稣所讲的话不是人间的道理。
Therefore, the words of Jesus were not human teachings.
这是他从神那里所听见的真理。
They were the truth that he had heard from the Father.
因此人要对神有了解，对灵界有了解，就是要从主耶稣所讲的话。
Therefore, in order to have an understanding of spiritual things, we must hear the word of Jesus Christ.
我们现在常常，很多人现在都在用 internet.
People nowadays use internet a lot.
再过几年啊，这个网络可能跟电话一样重要。
After a few years, the internet may become as important as the telephone.
那我们在这个网络里面，你可以找到很多的资讯。
On the internet, you can find all kinds of information.
但是在这么多资讯里面呢、啊，你真的能够找到能够帮助你生活、增加你智慧的很少。
But you can find very little information that can truly increase your wisdom.
所以这个网络可以让你变成很方便的一个人跟人交通的工具。
The internet may be a convenient tool for communication.
但是它里面并没有办法增加我们的智慧。
But it may not be able to increase our wisdom.
那真正人的智慧要增加。
In order for our wisdom to increase.
就是要从神的话来。
We must come back to God's word.
就是主耶稣所说的话。
The word of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看主耶稣在世界上啊，有人把他算过，他讲过的话大概600多句。
Some people have counted that Jesus' words, recorded words, were more than 600.
你如果四福音里面那个英文呢，印红纸的都是主耶稣讲的话。
600 sentences or so, and some Bibles have red text for Jesus' words.
那这个有四福音里面很多重复的。
And there are some overlaps in the four Gospels.
那你一句一句把它算，大概是600多句。
If you count the unique statements, there are about 600 of them.
这600多句的话，影响世界又深又远。
Now these 600 or so statements have far-reaching impact on the world.
从来没有人类的历史讲600句的话能够改变什么。
No one else in history has ever spoken 600 statements that changed the world.
主耶稣讲600句的话改变世界。
But Jesus' 600 statements changed the whole world.
为什么？
Why?
因为他讲的话就是真理。
Because his word was truth.
圣经里面说，神的奥秘就是基督。
The Bible tells us that the mystery of God is Christ.
基督就是真理。耶稣就是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
所以我们越查考主耶稣，越认识主耶稣，我们对神就越来越了解。
So the more we learn about Jesus Christ, the more we can know about God.
我们对神认识越来越了解，我们的信仰就越来越稳固。
And the more we know about God, the more we can strengthen our faith.
我们知道我们所信的是什么。
We know whom we have believed.
因为我们对真理有认识。
Because we have an understanding of the truth.
所以主耶稣看到很多人在寻找他。
When Jesus saw that many people were seeking for him,
说为着要吃饼得饱。
They want to be filled.
就是为着得到很短暂今生的好处。
They were seeking for temporary satisfaction.
主耶稣说不要为必坏的食物劳力。
Jesus told them, do not work for food that perishes.
要为那永生的食物劳力。
But work for food that lasts to eternal life.
那个永生的食物就是他的话。
The word of eternal, the food of eternal life is His word.
就是他的真理。
It is the truth that He gives us.
那这个真理到最后要成为我们得救的一条道路。
The truth will give us the way to eternal life.
人要怎么样能够回到神的身边呢？
How can human beings return to God?
人要怎么样来敬拜神呢？
How must man worship God?
到最后就是要寻找真理。
We must find answers from the truth.
我们现在来看约翰福音第四章。
Let's read John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
23节。
Verse 23. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
这里说，那真正拜父的要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
True worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
父就是天上的神。
The Father is the God in heaven.
那真正拜神的，这个加一个真呢，就是有分别。
The true worshippers make them different.
有很多人在拜神。
There are many worshippers.
但是如果你要做一个真正拜到神的人。
But if you want to be a true worshipper,
你有两个条件。
You must meet these two conditions.
第一个要用心灵来拜他。
First, you must worship in true spirit.
第二个要用诚实来拜他。
Second, worship in truth.
如果我们看英文圣经，
if we read the English,
这个中文诚实英文又翻作真理。
We can see that we can notice the word truth.
所以真正要拜到神啊，一个要用心灵，第二个要用真理。
So to worship God, we need to have both spirit and truth.
有时候我们在看回教徒有没有心。
Sometimes we may look at how the Muslims worship and see whether they're sincere.
他们真的很有心啊。
They are very sincere.
我差不多几年我以前啊去，差不多每一年都去非洲。
In the past, there was a while when I went to Africa every year.
我在奈及利亚机场啊，每一次都看到时间一到，草席一铺就开始祷告。
At the Nigeria airport, at the set time, everyone would lay out their mats and pray.
我没有看到一个基督徒时间一到跪在那里祷告。
Never have I seen a Christian pray at a certain set time every day.
有一次我在加纳坐一个计程车。
Once in Ghana, I got on a taxi.
开得很快。
And it was a very fast taxi.
我开这么快，我要回家呢。我说我跟他讲我要回家了。
I said I want to go home.
你怎么开这么快？
Why do you drive so fast?
他说我祷告时间快到。
He said it's time to pray.
就经过一条街。
And he drove by a street.
所有的回教徒全部都跪在同一条街，面对同一个方向的祷告。
All the Muslims began to kneel down on the street, praying toward the same direction.
你说他没有心吗？
Can you say that they are not sincere?
当然是有心的。
Of course they are sincere.
佛教徒也是有心的。
Buddhists are sincere.
一生不吃猪肉。
Some
不吃肉。
They refrain from meat.
我们看了，我们可以多 有多久，我们可以做多久。
How many of us can do that?
这个就是他们的心。
So they are sincere in their ways.
但是真正拜神的人
，But true worshippers of God
还要真理
，must worship in truth.
真理是什么
？What is truth?
就是神的话。
It is the word of God.
就是主耶稣本身。
It is Jesus Christ Himself.
所以你如果真的要拜到神
，So if you want to be a true worshipper,
你要靠着神的话，圣经的教训。
You must worship according to the teachings of the Bible.
来认识主耶稣。
And you must know Jesus Christ.
然后你才能够真的拜到神。
Then you become a true worshipper.
所以真理真的使我们跟神呢、啊，敬拜神有很绝对的关系。
Therefore, the truth is very important in our worship.
那这也告诉我们说，我们如果拜神，要用真理来调整我们的生活。
This also means that as a worshipper, we must adjust our lives according to the truth.
那我们就会跟神越来越靠近。
Then we'll become closer and closer to God.
因此圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
我就是真理
Jesus said I am the truth
真的他是人世间的至宝
Sure enough He is the treasure of this world
他是真理所以他可以引导我们回到神的身边
Because he is the truth He can lead us back to God
他是真理所以他给我们对我们问题有最终的答案
Because he is the truth He has the answer to our problems
他是真理他可以让我们对神对灵界有更深的认识
Because he is the truth He gives us a clearer understanding of the spiritual things and of God
他是真理他可以让我们成圣
Because he is truth He can sanctify us
所以主耶稣是人世间最重要的一位
Therefore Jesus is the most important figure in this world